beat the Pudge. So you know we're on time.
Call for the Board of Works for September 23rd.
Yeah, that's all right. We're blaming Jenny for this. We knew too. We thought we were late.
Got one correction under D. The second Niblack contract was tabled. So I can make a motion to correct that.
Yeah, I want you to make a motion to approve as corrected. I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And then we'll need to add that under old business.
I'll make a motion that we add the second Niblack contract amendment to the agenda as item D under new business.
I'll second that.
Oh, old business. I'm sorry. It's item A under old business. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports.
I have a quote on the books and I could distribute two of this piece of people sent two, but then I sent out four and received two back on a trash truck. Okay. Bryce Anderson Street Department got a couple quotes there for a trash truck. Ruxter Ford and White Freightliner.
So at this point, these are just FYI or?
I'm making you aware of them. Yeah, right.
Okay.
The quotes we have.
Did you advertise for quotes?
I just sent quotes out.
Requested.
And anybody requested one after that, yes. You advertise for bids. I don't think you have to advertise for quotes.
Okay. So they both are, it looks like.
I think it's I thought it was 150,000.
Yeah. I think it was 150. And this is to purchase a new rear packer.
Rear end packer.
And these are comparable vehicles, Bryce, I mean, as far
yes,
as...
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So you're familiar with them and as far as...
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this one, the second option from Freightliner, is actually a 2011 truck, but it's new. It's never
right.
been purchased, so... Okay. It's actually more expensive than the 2014.
Yeah, I don't know. Difficult to believe.
Wonder why that is.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what
yeah,
I'm
it's kind of strange. Just
the truck's 3 years newer, and it's the one's a little bit pricier.
Yeah, you might be right. So do you want to take this as an action?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you recommend this?
If this is right.
This
sure.
is the
sure.
This
I'm
is
good
right.
With it. I'm
okay.
good with it.
All right. I'll make a motion that we accept the quote from Ruxer Ford for a 2013 Ford F750 with the price of $115,078 even. No sense. $115,078.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then again, the totes are about 2 to 3 weeks out?
Yes. Yep.
Thanks, Bryce.
Not everybody at once.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. We've had 69 violations and junk. We had three grass. We've had 11 since the last meeting.
Drought's good for something, huh? Good.
And still working on a few houses that
Good.
Especially one out by your neighborhood.
There you go. Yeah. It's our neighborhood, Phil. We all live in Vincennes.
Hello, fellas. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Since the last time I appeared before the board, we've had 23 funeral services, which brings our total up to 152 for the year. I don't know if you guys remember several months ago, I was telling you about, we were kind of enthused. We thought we might be getting a sizable inheritance from an estate from California. Well, we got news from that today that our enthusiasm was for nothing, because what they're wanting to do is they give us money, but all the money can be used for is to put flowers on certain graves and not to be spent on the cemetery at all. So, and like what they use, you get this interest off that money would be used to buy the flowers forever.
I see.
So the cemetery doesn't benefit one dime from it. So right. I thought I'd just play,
Other than it looking nice, looking
yes,
pretty.
Yes, yeah. But that's all I got. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Ford Becker, Fire Department. We're up to 1,908 runs for the year. Our engine 2, we just recently had to put some new leaf springs on and ended up with a timing cover leak. And that I have $4 signs here just to tell you that we spent probably $5,000 or $6,000 getting that truck repaired. A little unforeseen thing that we weren't looking for. Our second firefighter that we're looking to hire, I'm actually taking him tomorrow, Ryan Toma, to Evansville for uniform. So we should have him going here probably before the next Board of Works meeting. And we'd like to say the fire department received second place in Taster's Choice of the annual chili cook-off. So we're still striving to get one more spot and getting ready for Fire Prevention Week.
Thanks. Great. Thanks.
Harry Barmas, Animal Shelter. We've had 10 new volunteers, 8 reclaims of animals. 5 cats adopted, 7 kittens, 8 dogs, and 2 surrendered. Animals that have come through the door, which also counts some county animals that we're having to hold, is 37, and animals that have gone out is 28. But some of those in there are from the county, and they will go out. Thank you.
Thanks.
John Sprague, City Engineer. Been paving and milling a lot. That's basically.
And I heard nothing but positive comments about all the good work you guys are doing. So,
well, we should be wrapped up tomorrow. We got three more streets to do, and they'll hit the road.
Great.
Nope, unintended.
Thanks, John.
Weather permitting.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are currently up at about 8,050 calls for this year. I would like to remind everybody, the public, that Operation Pullover is going on right now. So wear your seatbelts, and it includes seatbelt as well as DUI enforcement. So not only our department, but other departments in the area are out in force. All that I had for this time.
Yeah, I do want to recognize that Gordon, that Dusty and I were the official judges in the chili cook-off. So
you could have been.
Well, entry. I wouldn't be fair for you, but
yeah.
But we sacrificed our stomach linings for the good of chili.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think it's in our agenda today. It's a supplemental contract to add Banning to our list of subcontractors for the second NMLAC project. BLA is going to be consulting with them for the components of the contract regarding the levee wall. There's a manhole structure that they're going to be extending, and overall general consulting, because Banning is the one that knows what's going on with Army Corps and what we need to do to fix that opening in the levee. So this is an hourly on call, not to exceed. So what this is, it's a cushion that they don't plan on exceeding. So yeah.
There was a figure in that, right?
It was $4,800.
It was what? 4,800.
And I was able to get a hold of a scope for that, and it looks good and makes sense to me. Contract supplemental.
Oh, it's a supplemental. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the supplemental piece to the second of Niblack contract to Banning for $4,800.
I'll second the motion.
Not to exceed $4,800. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, John.
Moving to new business, first up is St. John Lutheran Craft Show Banner, Beth Maxwell.
Hi, I'm here for Beth Maxwell, and she had sent a letter earlier regarding this, and I'm here just to see about having the street banner hung to advertise our craft show. And she wanted to see if it could run from approximately October 21st until the craft show on November 2nd. And then when would we need to have the banner to the street part?
Okay. So, Dan, do you have availability?
It's available.
It's available during that time, and you need to provide some proof of insurance for Dan. You already have it. Oh, you're okay. See, you're just, okay. Yeah. So, you can probably just call the street department and find out when to deliver that. So. We'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of a street banner, Dan, Washington Avenue, Dan? Okay. From approximately October 21st until the fair on November 2nd.
I'll second the motion.
You all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That'll be great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next is resident-only parking sign at 228.
So did we receive anything on this, Dan, or? Okay. I mean, that's the block heading towards the hospital before LaSalle. Okay. I'm not sure what the particular request was or reason, so I guess we'll just table that or remove it. We'll just remove it, and if he comes back, well, okay, I'll make a motion to remove the item.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is Casey's Buck Brigade, Brad Dukes,
and/or that looks like Brad Dukes.
Hello, Brad Dukes from Casey's. I'm the assistant manager there. And the month of October is St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital mm-hmm. fundraising. And we are requesting to do a bucket brigade. I have for the 5th and the 19th and found out the 5th is not available. So I'm asking for the 12th and the 19th.
Okay.
And from the hours of 8 to 4 on the corners of 15th and Hart.
Okay.
And I have the liability already sent in. And I do understand that we need some kind of reflecting gear.
You want to stand up and model that, John?
So I'm just asking for your approval.
Okay. It seems to be a popular thing at that intersection. So we're going to make a motion to approve a bucket brigade at 15th and Hart. For Casey's General Store to do a fundraiser for Jude Children's Hospital from the hours of 8 to 4 on October 5th and October 19th.
12th.
Right. Oh, he corrected that. I'm yeah. sorry. I was reading. Okay. October 5th and 12th. I'm sorry.
12th and 19th.
somebody wake up Mr. Hill or give him some impressed coffee. October 12th and October 19th. Third time's a charm.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Well, we have nothing under this ladies.
So moved.
Great.